whether it was one phase or many, the pandemic lockdowns changed things for everyone. But on the roundtable today, we're asking what impact those lockdowns had on family roles and particularly on fatherhood and the role of dads. Even though the lockdown experience has happened worldwide, there are some intriguing differences, it seems, in the impact on parenting in different countries. So, what changed for dads in 2020 and will those changes be enduring? If you're a dad who's had a very different experience of fatherhood during the pandemic, we'd love to hear from you. If you're living with a dad and you've got a slightly different perspective, or you've got a different perspective whether you're living with them or not, we'd love to hear from you as well. 0418 226 576 is the number. And look, in embarking on this discussion, we should acknowledge at the top that the burden of these lockdowns, all the data suggests, has fallen disproportionately on women. That's one of the observations that's been made by our first guest on the roundtable, Professor Michael Lamb, who joins us from the east coast of the US. Michael is from the Department of Social and Developmental Psychology at the University of Cambridge. He's also editor of The Role of the Father in Child Development, now in its fifth edition, and that publication is recognised as the authority on the role of fathers in child development. Welcome to the program, Professor Michael Lamb.
Hey, thank you so much. Good morning to you.
Great to have you. From Australia's lockdown capital, Melbourne, we have Leah Rupana, who is an associate professor of sociology and co-director of the Policy Lab at the University of Melbourne. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. And we're also joined from Canberra by Blake Woodward, who's a dad, a management consultant, and the founder of the website Suit Tie Stroller, which says it seeks to highlight the diversity of what modern day fatherhood looks like. So welcome also, Blake.
Thank you very much.
Now, of course, it's a very big topic, and we should recognise up front that there's a huge range of parenting situations, different social, economic and cultural contexts. And so, yeah, we really would welcome your thoughts if you're listening in and got something to contribute. But let's go to you, Blake, because you've done a survey through your website of the experiences of COVID-19 lockdowns for fathers. What did you learn from that survey, and how did it compare to your own personal experience?
Yes, so we did this survey. It was right in the heart of the lockdowns last year, and we had lots of responses from Australia as well as, you know, across the globe. And essentially, the main things that we found were, you know, the obvious: dads were spending a lot more time at home, but by doing that, they were becoming a lot more aware of, I guess, all the different things that were involved in caring for their children. Their bonds certainly became a lot stronger with their children. And through that, in their perception, they were starting to naturally do a lot more in terms of caring, the domestic labour in the home, the unpaid labour. And through all that, the desire for that continue seemed to increase dramatically. The dads were actually looking towards the new norm, wanting a lot more involvement with their kids, more time at home, and even looking at different ways in returning to work to see whether they could continue on working flexibly, remotely, fluid hours through the day, looking at those different ways that we'd picked up on how to work through COVID, wanting more of that in the return to norm so they could actually continue spending more time with their kids.
Yeah, so it seems from your survey, 85% of the dads who were living with their kids experienced the overall impact as positive, and 69% of dads were more involved in caring and parental duties. Let's come to you, Leah Rupana, because you've co-authored the paper Shifting Inequalities, Parents' Sleep Anxiety and Calm During the COVID-19 Pandemic in Australia and the US. Do the survey results that that Blake found stack up with your analysis of the data? How did Australian fathers change what they did in terms of parenting during the pandemic?
Yeah, it's really interesting and always actually very refreshing to see when your results align with other surveys. So, Blake, I don't want to make you jealous, but we also did a survey. We ran a survey in May and September, so capturing people right at the start of that first lockdown when we had no idea what was going on and pretty much the global economy shut down. And then we followed up again in September when Victoria was under the second lockdown. And what we found was exactly consistent with what Blake is saying. We found that fathers picked up more housework and childcare than their pre-COVID time. And you pointed out at the top of this that this is still unequal, right? Women do more, but men picked up more. Fathers picked up more. And we found that Australian fathers held on to this larger share into September, whereas the U.S. fathers tended to retreat back to their pre-COVID levels. One of the interesting things that we found from our study was that this greater housework and childcare contribution was associated with worse anxiety and worse sleep for Australian fathers. So they really did kind of look like the ways in which U.S. mothers were looking under the pandemic. So they picked this up. And perhaps for the first time ever, many of them were balancing kind of the competing demands of work and family. And this had a took a toll on their anxiety and their sleep, and which is kind of important because women have been, you know, carrying this double burden.
Yeah, welcome to the challenge, I can imagine. many moms say,
like we know that this exists. And so therefore, you know, hey, like this is really is consequential, and having that kind of lived experience can be really important for shared experience and shifting ideology and behaviors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So quite interesting.
Yeah, but it's interesting that the change in housework persisted between May and September in Australia, but it seems like the impact of COVID's obviously been so much worse in America, and yet those changes backed off in America. What do you put that down to, Leah?
Okay, well, listen, I am an American, so I'm going to just say my home country's not doing the best job, I think, in managing. I'm going to say something controversial. We're not doing the best job in managing the pandemic. That we, you know, there was at this period of time, you have to keep in mind a lot of states reopened their economies and the ways in which Australia didn't. That we think that men basically, fathers are basically returning back to their economic roles as providers, in part because the economy was really in trouble, and that perhaps has led to the return to this traditionalization. They started focusing on their work at the expense of their housework and childcare, and that left mothers, American mothers, holding the bag on many of these things as the pandemic continued. I'm just going to say one more thing. We have to also keep in mind that the schools, many of the schools, we have another project in the U.S. showing, you know, the schools are closed in many states. So you know, how mothers do it when we had 5 months of school closures and everyone was going insane. They've had a year plus of school closures in many states.
Absolutely. So. Thanks very much, Associate Professor Leah Rupana from the University of Melbourne. Let's come to you now, Michael Lamb. The publication you edit, The Role of the Father in Child Development, says that broadly over the last three decades, fathers have embraced much broader and more diverse definitions of their roles and have been increasingly willing to engage in a broader range of activities. Has the pandemic intensified that trend, do you think, or changed it in any way?
I think it probably has intensified it. You know, I think a lot of the pressure for fathers to change has come from the changing situation, and they've responded to the changes in demands and passed over the last 30 or 40 years. And I think what the other participants have just described is another example of just that. The pandemic was something unprecedented. Dramatically changed the demands on parents, particularly during periods of time when schools were closed and parents and children were locked together at home. Those sorts of demands, I think, lie behind a lot of what we've seen.
Did you want to say something, Leah?
I had something in my thought. It's like you're telepathic. I wasn't making verbal noises, but I would like to say something. I think one of the interesting things that's come through the sociological literature too is that parents want to be involved. Men want to be involved in their children's lives. Like they want to be equal carers and equal sharers. And there's this institutional barrier that I think makes it very difficult for men to step into those roles because they're fearful that they're going to be punished by their employers. And there is evidence, right, that if men take, you know, reduce their work time or they take leave or whatever, that there are consequences for them long term. And COVID's quite interesting because for the first time ever, employers for professional jobs couldn't say you can't work flexibly. Like everyone came home because the economy closed. And so that barrier where men are worried about the penalties was removed because everyone got put into the home to work.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. We've had a text in from Louise who says that unfortunately while working from home, her son became more anxious. Her son, who's the dad, became more anxious about the kids, and she says he's now a helicopter parent, that the kids have not had unwatched, autonomous or uninterrupted time, although apparently Louise's son enjoys his share of the housework and intervenes with the homework. I'm not sure what the kids think of that, but interesting contribution from Louise, and thank you for that. We'd love to hear your thoughts if you're listening in and have got a perspective on the way your role perhaps as a father or watching other fathers has changed during the pandemic. Michael Lamb, in terms of
Can I just follow up to
Oh yeah, please do. Yeah, absolutely.
Leah just said, you know, having viewed this mostly from the Northern Hemisphere where the experience has been quite different than in the Southern, where governments have taken much more dramatic and clearly more successful actions. I think it is important to recognize that while lots of parents experienced what's just been described, that's not true for many parents, both mothers and fathers, who were not able to work remotely because of the nature of their work. And that's created a very different set of expectations and demands on those families and burdens on those children. So I just want to add a note of caution. We really do need to remember that the effects have been very unevenly felt across families, and that those sorts of signs of variability are really important in understanding what the effects are.
Yes, absolutely. Do we have a sense yet of what the key variables that define those differences will have been? You've mentioned one, obviously, which is the nature of the work that's done. Dr. Michael Lamb, what are the other key variables which we should bear in mind in considering these issues?
Well, especially in the United States, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs completely because they worked in the hospitality industry, for example, and that has been closed down in most parts of at least the northeastern parts of the U.S. for coming on 10 months now. So, that would be another one of the factors, the socioeconomic issues.
Of course, yeah.
It relates on the differences in government policies. You know, whereas the UK invested a lot of money in the support of parents who had lost their jobs, that's not been true in most of the US. Those, I think, will be some of the important factors. And others would be racial differences that are related to the socioeconomic ones. But in this case, there's been the additional realization that COVID strikes particularly intensively on Black and other minority groups.
Can I come back to you? Thank you, Dr. Michael Lamb. Let's come back to you, Blake Woodward. In the survey that you did, what sort of range of responses did you get from people who weren't, for example, able to work from home during this period or experience some of those variables that Michael's pointed out?
So this survey was mainly for working dads, and the way it was pushed out was through various social media channels, through networks. And so a lot of the dads who responded were actually working dads, and yeah. I guess a fair portion of those in professional working jobs. So we actually had in the very high 90s% were actually able to work flexibly. There was certainly a small portion of our particular data set that weren't able to do that. So I guess that did mean that they were able to, and that didn't just mean working from home. There was obviously the full range of different types of flexible working options that everyone were having to try and juggle with. So I guess our data set unfortunately didn't go beyond into other industry sectors where this might have been more of an issue, not being able to work from home and so on. But that's absolutely recognising that it was very much a lived experience for many dads out there.
Blake, you did your survey in the first half of last year. Do you have a sense at this stage whether the changes and the positive responses to it that you've described have stuck as, at least in Australia, there's been less lockdown, certainly outside Victoria? Are there signs of sort of enduring changes?
I'm certainly hearing lots of positive stories, and even more broadly beyond the flexible working side of things, just about that wanting to be more involved in the home. So, I've even heard a story of a dad who was laid off during the pandemic and the early phases. He's now found new work. But even in choosing and, trying to interview for different places, trying to find that new role, as difficult as that was, very much front of mind for him was trying to find a role that he could actually spend more time with his kids. To try and, continue that active involvement. And I think that's the mindset for a lot of dads around how they want to raise their family has been challenged and changed. The social norms of dad goes to work, mum stays at home, that was reflective in many families, has now been challenged. And dads and parents and families are now trying to look at different ways to juggle, because they've seen so many benefits through being able to share the care, as was referred to before.
Leah Rupina, can I come back to you on that question of whether these changes are likely to be enduring? Do you have a sense from the analysis you've been able to do yet whether that's sticking?
I can't speak to that yet. I mean, I'm going to echo kind of what everyone else on the line is saying, and that, like, we're acutely interested in this question about dads and the long-term impact. And I have a PhD student, Lauren Ryan, who's doing, her whole PhD is going to be about dads and this new flexible work. I think our preliminary studies indicate that, actually in Australia, that it did stick. But the question is, once we go back to quote unquote normal and everyone goes back to work, what will happen? What I hope, I know we're talking about professional dads, but in thinking about that question and then connecting it to that question about will it stick, what I hope will happen is that you have a group of men who serve as middle managers that are also fathers or CEOs or higher levels of organizations that have had this experience of flexible work and that connection to their kids, that they understand the importance of that, both from a productivity sense, allowing parents to have, an ability to balance out work in the way that they need, and that they bring that new learning into the workplace through policy and through action. Because if you have role modeling of your boss or your boss's boss doing this, actually taking flexible time, talking about family within the workplace, and making sure that it isn't just women who are doing this, it's not just mothers who are taking part-time work or flexible work or, leaving to go take their kids to basketball practice or whatever it is. But if you actually have signaling and role modeling that this is okay and you will not be punished for this, we're no longer going to value just FaceTime, you're not supposed to be the ideal worker who's there 50 hours a week, only focused on work, that if we start to change the norms, and men are critical to this, and men within organizations are critical to this, that there will be long-term sticking of shifting. If we go back to our old ways of the only way you're a good employee is if you're there all the time with no interruptions, we're going to continue to see gender inequality and this kind of momentum, I worry, will be eroded.
We're talking about how the pandemic has changed things for dads on the round table today with our guests, Professor Michael Lamb from the Department of Social and Developmental Psychology at Cambridge, Associate Professor Leah Rupina, who we heard just there, Co-Director of the Policy Lab at the University of Melbourne, and Blake Woodward from Canberra, who is the founder of the website Suit Tie Stroller. Professor Lamb, if I could come to you again. One of the sort of broad observations that's made in the role of the father is that perhaps the amount of time that fathers spend with children is less important than what they do with that time, and how fathers, but also other parents, mothers, children, perceive and evaluate that father-child relationship. Could you elaborate on that observation for us, please?
Yeah, I think what's most important is, as you say, what what parents do with their children. Simply being around doesn't guarantee that there's going to be a positive relationship formed, that there are going to be interactions that are meaningful for the child, that lead them to have a closer relationship. Clearly, it's important for parents to have time with their children. But as you said, the most important thing is that they use that to get to know one another, to have shared enjoyable experiences, and to develop relationships that continue to endure and, you know, make up the fabric of what's important for both children and their parents. And I think what we've witnessed over the last year or so of lockdowns and responding to the pandemic are increasing numbers of opportunities for parents to spend time together, often under some degree of duress, often having to, you know, improvise responses. You know, I really do feel for parents who have been stuck in a small flat or apartment with a young child when they're trying to do their work and they're also trying to monitor the child's online educational program. It's been very, very tough. And I think that's something that has had spin-offs because it has forced people to navigate challenges together and develop relationships in that way. And I, as others have said, I think that we should expect there to be some really positive payoff from those experiences.
Blake Woodward, what did your survey respondents sort of say, describe as the impact of doing different things because of the lockdown with their kids, spending time differently? How has that changed the dad's relationships with their kids and perhaps their partners as well?
Yes, so we certainly found a very high percentage of dads formed really strong bonds with their kids. You know, 85% said they experienced a positive impact on that bond with their kids. 81% said they felt motivated to keep proactively building their bond with their kids. 71% had reflected on type of dad that they want to be. There was a real self-reflection of, hey, things are different. What can I carry forward? And who do I want to be as this, you know, role model or this dad in the family? And 65% also felt motivated to change how they care for their kids moving forward. And similar, these were for dads who were at home with their kids. And there were similar trends for those and dads who were not able to spend lockdown with their kids, through their family setup or, you know, what other impacts, you know, through the pandemic were occurring. So this really strong desire to rethink, reshape what it means to be a father was playing out really, really strongly. I mentioned before how seeing the way learning from, you know, their partner or even just by time in the role of being in the home through that through that period, dads were then becoming more involved, leaning into different aspects of caring and domestic work, even managing the mental load, just seeing what goes into planning the week, planning the day, preparing for, you know, everything that needs to be done to care for their kids throughout the day. And the dads were just learning and leaning in so much more than they were prior to the pandemic. The other part is really, I guess, the impact of was the desire to continue that moving forward. So, you know, 60% of dads we found were considering on how they could actually implement more types of flexible working in their roles moving forward. 30% were even willing to change their role or even change their employer post the pandemic. And this is regardless as to whether they lost their job or not. This experience had made them find something so valuable about their family and their relationships with their kids and partner that they actually wanted to continue that more to the point of even changing their role. And then even, we've seen this a lot occurring in the news as well, 16% even indicated that they were considering relocating out of major cities to try and avoid the the inner city bustle, the commute, try and find, you know, jobs or roles where they can work remotely and have more time back in the day to reinvest back in their family.
Good. Interesting. Thanks, Blake. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I just wanted to ask, perhaps I'll open this up to Associate Professor Leah Rupinar and Professor Michael Lamb. Do we have a sense of what the impact of the pandemic has been on fathers who aren't living with their children because of relationship status, and whether that has been, whether there are different effects and consequences in that context?
Julian, I can't answer that because I don't know, but can I just give one caveat in my 30 last second?
Sure.
One of the things in this conversation I love, but I'm also worried about, is I'm hearing Dr. Lamb say, okay, look, it's not just time with kids, but it's quality time and it's bonding time. I'm hearing Blake say, okay, fathers had this really great experience and now they want to carry some of the learnings forward. The one thing that worries me is there is some part of parenting, and it depends on your person, but some part of parenting and housework that is just pure drudgery, that's boring, difficult, uninteresting, but it has to be done. And what I hope happens moving forward is that there is that continued renegotiation, not just about stepping in the ways that are meaningful with kids, but also making sure that there's an equal sharing. Blake said the mental load, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Those insights around that.
Of course,
that work remains, and that it doesn't get dumped on mothers.
Absolutely, because
in
the future. Indeed, and hopefully those trends in Australia at least will persist a bit. Thanks, Leah. Just finally for you, Michael Lamb, we've only got about a minute left, but I know you focused on the impact of fathering when parents are split up. Do you have a sense of what the pandemic impact has been there?
I think the effect has been quite variable. In some cases, it's made mothers who are the primary residential parents eager to have some time without their children, and so has promoted more opportunities for contact when that's been possible. And of course, it's not been possible for many families in the UK. In other cases, it's led to more acrimony between parents who are unwilling to or unable to reach resolution. So I think there's been quite a variety of responses. But I want to echo what Leah just said. I think it really is important that, that as fathers change the roles, that they recognize that involves taking on a greater share of both the fun and the unfun parts.
Indeed. More of the good stuff, but more of the hard stuff shared equally. Yeah. Thanks very much to all of our participants on the roundtable today, Professor Michael Lamb, Associate Professor Leah Rupinar, and Blake Woodward from Suit Tie Stroller. Thank you very much to all of you for being a part of this interesting discussion.
Thank you very much.
Great. And that's it for Sunday Extra for another week. Thanks to the producing team, Sky Doherty, Chris Bullock, Isabel Summerson, and of course, Jen Parsonage. This is Julian Morrow. I'll look forward to speaking to you next Sunday.